Good morning. Now, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here this morning for our service. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Kind of blind this morning. You know, I left my glasses at home. So, oh, no. Yours might be worse than mine. Okay, but each year I do it a little bit different, and I hope our president doesn't mind. I don't think so. If he does, he'll be all right. The word is the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to start out this morning with a solo by James Nelson, the president of the Georgetown chapter.
Okay, I'm close enough. You are close enough. I know the Lord will fix it for you. Yeah, I know the Lord will fix it for you. Oh yeah. When you started on your way, Lord, remind you better day. I know the Lord will fix it for you.
Thank you so much, James. Won't he do it? God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read today from Our Daily Bread. Okay. And the title for August 11th is though. Key verse, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. This is taken from Habakkuk 3:18. In 2017, the opportunity to help people in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey in the U.S. prompted a group of us to travel to Houston. Our goal was to encourage people who'd been impacted by the storm. In the process, our own faith was challenged and strengthened as we stood with them in their damaged church buildings and homes. The radiant faith exhibited by a number of these people in the wake of Harvey is what we see expressed by Habakkuk at the end of his seventh century BC prophecy. The prophet predicted that tough times were on the way. Things would get worse before they got better. The end of the prophecy finds him pondering the potential of earthly losses, and the word though makes a threefold appearance. Though the fig tree does not bud, though the olive crop fails, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. How do we position ourselves in the face of unimaginable losses, such as the loss of health or employment, the death of a loved one, or a devastating natural disaster. Habakkuk's ode for those times calls us to confident faith and trust in God, who is the source of salvation, strength, and ability for yesterday, today, and forever. In the end, those who trust him will never be disappointed. I'm going to read Habakkuk 17 through 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights for the director of music on my string instruments. Now I'm going to read the memorial deaths from 2018 to 2019. Chesterfield County chapter, Julia Emerson, Mickey Workman, Clarendon, Blanche Odom, Paget McKenzie, Columbia, Viola Martin, Betty Capps, Mary Urbanic, Tina Adams, Leanna Hall, Juanita Jeffers, Grand Strand, Terry Knox, Lawrence, Carolina Bagwell, Pickens, Phil Patterson, Spartanburg, Ruth Weeks, Sumter, George Givens, Upper Dorchester, William Branch, York, Terry Cox. Let us pause for a moment of silent prayer in memory of our deceased loved ones. Thank you. And now I'm going to ask Mrs. Shelley Cockle if she would come and close us out with prayer.
Oh, wow, this is really different. Okay. Alrighty, let's bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for this convention. We thank you for those that are in attendance this morning. We just ask, Lord, your peace with us in remembering all these folks that we've lost, Lord. Many of them and all of them have contributed greatly to the NFP of South Carolina. We just thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for this day. I pray that you would go with us as we do our business of elections and that kind of thing. And Lord, I just thank you for a wonderful convention that we've had. Thank you for bringing the Gashels here safely. We ask for safe return for them back to Hawaii. And we just thank you for the guests we've had from Georgia. And we say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.